Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost.
Dr. Terry Madej, who I think joined us 8 months ago, 9 months ago or so, she's one of the first big prominent doctors to come out and really warn about the mRNA and point out that it's not a vaccine. She came on, had a lot of courage. Boy, has she been vindicated. She'll be joining us coming up at the start of the next segment, and I'm going to go over all of this crazy, crazy, crazy news with her, but also talk to her about the stories she's heard, the reports she'd seen, what other doctors and nurses are telling her. I mean, this is just crazy. And now you've got Wolfgang Wardarg, one of the top scientists, advisory boards, the EU coming out with emergency papers in December saying this is a genocide, basically. You've got the former chief scientist at Pfizer saying this. This is Twilight Zone. I mean, this is Twilight Zone. Are there some bad responses to other vaccines? Are there autoimmune issues? Are they tainted sometimes? Yeah. Is there liability protection? Is that a problem? Yeah. But all the old problems with vaccines are nothing compared to this Frankenshot, which aren't vaccines. So I refuse to call them vaccines. But to educate the public, they say, you know that thing they're injecting in you? Well, would cyanide, if you injected it, would you? Could they call it a vaccine? Would you take it? Because cyanide will kill you. Something injected, they're now saying it's liability protection under the 1986 vaccine damage law where they have that secret federal court that covers it all up. This is so damn big. This is so huge. All right, we're going to go to break. Some stations don't carry this segment. It's why we're going to get the doctor. You can see there on screen on with us coming up here in just a few minutes. But I want to say something here that I talked about yesterday briefly. I promoted gold from the time that it was $300 an ounce and silver was $5 an ounce until silver was $20 and gold was $2,000. And then about a year before it started really going down, I said I'd get out of gold now. And you notice, 8 years ago until now, I haven't had a gold sponsor, haven't promoted it. Now I said I think it's time to get back into gold and silver because hyperinflation's coming. Definitely inflation's here. It's the same thing. I haven't promoted storable foods hardly unless it's for an earthquake or a war. It's good to have some, but it wasn't that big of an emergency situation. Now, a year ago, I said these lockdowns are going to cause a breakdown in supply chains and cause food prices to explode. Well, here is the Bloomberg Agri Global Spot Index, the highest in its, 30-year history. It says a 76% increase already in raw goods across the world. That is a global index. That is inflation, and it also means massive unrest. The Arab Spring, 10, 11 years ago, only had a food increase for a little while of half of that. And you saw what happened. So we're going to see massive civil unrest. They're going to claim it's racial to cover up that it's really economic. They're trying to bring in a universal global income, universal global social credit scores. This is the Great Reset, is the cover for the global collapse, is the virus. Amazon triples its profits. All the other big companies double their profits because they're consolidating, we're imploding. That's why you want to get storable food now ahead of the inflation. Plus, it's insurance you can eat. We've got high-quality storable food ready to ship. But you're going to get back in a situation when people figure this out that there'll be big, long waits again. Our sponsor, My Patriot Supplies, the biggest and best in the country. 1 month, 3 months, 6 month, your supplies. Go to preparewithalex.com, the subpage of InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our computer. We're partnered with them. They are taking your orders off our secure shopping cart. You get 10% lower than even when you buy it from them or regularly from us. You cannot beat this deal. I have twisted their arm. We're only running it till next Sunday. So in 8 days, this deal, 8.5 days, this deal will be over. It's always a great deal. And I'm telling you, they've already had to increase food prices a little bit 3 times. They're going to have to do it again. Their competitors have gone way above this because the inflation's already there. It's like a cake. It's already baked in. It's just baking. You're going to see massive, massive food price increases, smaller packaging, more air in the packaging, more water injected into the food, more manipulation. They don't do that. Get your storable food while you can, and then, yes, It also funds our operation at 360 Win. PrepareWithAlex.com. Why do you think Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland? He knows, folks. These monsters have triggered a global collapse. They intend to be on top of the end of it. We need to get ready now. I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns and the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding. A lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Bodies Ultimate Tumor Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second best seller is Bodies Ultimate Tumor Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
There is so much massive breaking news, and I'll hit a little bit of it starting the fourth hour. Like the Supreme Court just ruled illegal aliens can basically just stay here and do whatever they want. Because they're blackmailed, folks. They're controlled. They're threatening to pack the court if the Republicans don't roll over. This is a total takeover happening. That's a new Newsmax article. Supreme Court backs illegal immigrants challenging deportation. I am Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us here. There have been ultra-massive developments. Every authoritarian concern that we've had about the rollout of these Franken injections is now at warp speed, to use Trump's terms. And boy, did Trump get suckered into going into this. But he's gone now. We've got Joe Biden. Don't have Trump to kick around anymore. And I remember Dr. Carrie Madej coming on the show. I think she came on twice, about 8 months ago and about 6 months ago, and just even longer, but laying it all out about this is not a vaccine, it's mRNA. They tried to deny that, now they had to admit it, and now we're seeing bombshell reports. 60% of new COVID patients are vaccinated, according to respected Yale medical doctor researchers. There have been people that are getting it, that have already had the shot. They're getting really, really sick. People who had the vaccine are having violent reactions, as we predicted, to regular cold viruses. There's a lot of different things that are happening here. CNN analyst says, White House should tell Americans the moment of your freedom for you is when you get vaccinated. That's called being held hostage. Former Moderna CEO, current one, will never... We'll need booster vaccine shots against COVID-19 variants starting this fall. See, quote, doesn't protect you. Vaccine shedding causing miscarriages and blood clots in unvaccinated females. Former Pfizer VP blows lid off vaccine scheme. Entirely possible this will be used for massive scale depopulation. It goes on and on and on. So, doctor, thank you, Dr. Carrie Madej, for joining us. I'm not going to go over your whole bio, but here is a shot of it for TV viewers, all the different places you've worked, universities and hospitals and clinics. And people can find you at Dr. Madej on Twitter or Carrie Madej on Facebook or serendipitygroup.org. And Madej is spelled M-A-D-E-J. Doctor, thank you for joining us. Where do we start here? I mean, wow, so much has happened since you were last on.
I know, Alex. Thanks for having me back. I think the question on everyone's mind right now is, what about this so-called shedding? I've had, in one day, I asked my members, I said, does anyone have any problems with their menstrual cycle, infertility, et cetera, since being around someone who's been vaccinated? And I had over 700 responses within 6 to 12 hours. It's unbelievable. And my colleagues on the West Coast are saying they're seeing high, high rates of people having miscarriages, sometimes 400 times more. These are people that are not vaccinated, that have been around people that were vaccinated. So, of course, my colleagues and I, we started to look into this, and there's some problems. One problem is nobody knows what's inside the vials. Nobody. Nobody but the drug manufacturers. We have not had an independent group of people to analyze it. This is a problem. We have to trust their opinion, what's in there. So the other thing is, you know, inside these vaccines, we're going to call them transmission, not shedding, because these are not a normal kind of injection. They don't have the actual organism. They have a code they're putting inside of you to program you to make. And also they're using nanotechnology. Now, these are brand new. Nanotechnology is pretty much can be used almost like an antenna inside your body. So there's some issues with that. So we talked about that. Possibly if there's contaminants in these vaccines, they could be, you know, shedding some sort of virus. All vaccines have contaminants in them. They have other infections. The other thing is that, possibly these spike proteins could be somehow infectious to others. We don't know that. We don't have long-term studies. These are just things that people are bringing up as possibilities. Another thing that is a very interesting possibility is because we're using nanotechnology, because they have the ability to be like antennas or uses biosensors, what if they actually are emitting some kind of frequency out there? This is, I know it sounds sci-fi, but it's a possibility. And the last thing is maybe it has nothing to do with these people being vaccinated. Perhaps what we are experiencing is something called microwave or EMF sickness or radiation sickness, because if you look, if anyone has a meter around them, they'll see that the amount of EMFs that we've all been getting in our bodies have been exponentially high. I know here in Atlanta, Georgia, where I'm at right now, the levels have gone out so high. And if you look at all the side effects, you'll see that many of them have to do with reproduction and flu-like illness as well. So lots of things going on with that. And then also, yes, our VAERS database, it's between 1 and 10% of the actual adverse events are reported. And in there, we're seeing almost 3,000 deaths and, you know, 60,000 or more adverse events. This is unbelievable. In the previous years, if we had even 25 deaths from some kind of vaccine like this, we would have stopped production, put a moratorium, looked into it. Not now. We go forward without looking into what's going on. These are causing more and more very interesting or odd side effects that we cannot explain. So especially when it comes to fertility and what's happening right now, this could be affecting the future of humanity. So if we're seeing 400 times miscarriages, we're seeing so many different issues with abortions and people having problems with their menstrual cycles, what if this affects how we can reproduce as humanity in the future? We need to really take pause and look at this. This is a dangerous game that we're playing right now.
Well, clearly it's a giant genetic assault. It's a new type of war. And they figure it's going to be so bad by the time we figure it out, we'll just be trying to survive, and they'll somehow just change the subject again. Dr. Carrie Madej is here with us, and everything you said is in mainline literature. It sounds like sci-fi, but we're in the year 2021, and then AstraZeneca gets banned in all these countries, but then Biden gets it and dumps it on India. They're starving India to death. They call people dying from starvation, dying of COVID. You get, as you said, more people have died from vaccines this year than the whole year combined before. That's on the government's own website. I mean, they're not even really hiding all of this, but what they are is censoring people that put it together and talk about it. They put the fine print out, but then when you and others go and speak, they censor you. They censored you massively.
Of course, they're censoring anybody that's talking about this. And, you know, just know that there has been a concern for people transmitting something to unvaccinated people, because in Pfizer's protocol, they said if anybody comes in contact with someone that's been vaccinated, or the vaccinated person comes in contact with an unvaccinated person, particularly if they're pregnant or they're trying to get pregnant, report it immediately. There could be an issue. So here we have a drug company that knows there can be a possibility of some sort of a transmission. They never told this to us. They never told this to anybody around the world. They never told this to the medical professional. My gosh, what are we doing here? This is a Russian roulette. Why aren't they telling people about the real risks that they already know about? And
well, you just said it to Pfizer. I showed it yesterday on air. We'll dig it out. They admitted that this can jump into pregnant women. This could affect babies. This could affect breastfeeding. And now we see the anecdotal reports everywhere. It's insane.
You're absolutely right. And the more I'm looking into this and digging into this, just almost every woman that I know around me is having issues. I mean, it's not just 5%. We're talking about the large majority of people that I even know. I'm talking to people on all different states. All of them are having issues. Why aren't we putting a moratorium and looking into this? This is unbelievable.
Doctor, that's what Wolfgang Wodarg and also the former head scientist of Pfizer said. He said, looking at this protein, it's very similar to what's in the uterus. This is going to attack placentas and uteruses, and look what's happening. And you got 80-year-old women going back on their menstrual cycle. Oh, boy, Bill Gates is not going to get away with this.
Yes, and also chromosome 8 can be affected in our body, which is fertility and intelligence. We can't forget about that.
Wow, I forgot that. Stay there, doctor. I'm going to give you the floor. I'm going to shut up. This is just unbelievable. This is an attack on humanity, folks. This is so sick. And Bill Gates says he wants to get rid of us. He says he wants to sterilize us. And now it's here with an untested thing. Because they did test it on animals and it killed a bunch of them. So they then skipped the trials officially. They know damn well what they're doing. We'll be right back with Dr. Terry Madej. I'm Alex.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen.
And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Carrie Madej is a medical doctor. She looked at all the literature when they were first coming out with these so-called vaccines, started warning the world last year. One of the first prominent people to speak up. And she joins us now for the rest of the hour. Now, you laid out a lot of huge things that are on the record happening. Drill back into those. Get into other areas you haven't hit, because people need to hear this. They need to take notes. They need to research this. They need to understand this, because things aren't going to get better until we expose this. This is clearly, as the former chief scientist at Pfizer said, a depopulation program. The globalists have decided to go ahead with it. They think they can cover it up. It's going to cause all sorts of health problems, death, you name it. It's just a nightmare situation. So, Doc, please continue.
I was talking about people having some sort of a transmission from people that have been vaccinated. They're experiencing menstrual cycle symptoms, increased miscarriages, et cetera. This is a very high number of people. This is nothing to be ignored. It's just something that needs to be looked into. So we have to look at this, because perhaps we are hurting ourselves much more than we're helping ourselves now. We don't know the etiology of this. We're only guessing at this point. We're not getting any help from our governments or international agencies or the World Health Organization or the CDC. No one's helping us figure out what is going on. So they're not in our best interest. They're not for our health. So that's one issue. We also have the issue of, we need to realize we're playing with our genetic modification is happening on par with how they make genetically modified plants. And everybody needs to know this, that if any of these synthetic genes, which the spike protein has synthetic genes in them, if the synthetic gene gets integrated into our genome, which can happen because we have enzymes in our body that can do that, if that happens, then you can be owned by whoever owns that patent overnight. The Supreme Court justice has ruled that a human being can be owned if they have a synthetic gene or genome inside of them. And you can do that even as an adult. You can have a switch of your gene. You can have a switch of your genome. Even as an adult, we can do that. The technology inside these injections have the ability to do that. This alone should stop everything so that we could discuss this. This is a huge deal. On top of that, we know the animal study showed that in the ferrets and the mice and the cats, that they did worse when they got this kind of injection, not better. They looked like they were okay at first, but when they were introduced to the virus in the future, they were sicker, more liver failure, more lung inflammation, and most of them died. In some studies, all of them died. Nobody's talking about that. We also know that they're introducing nanotechnology with these injections. Everybody needs to listen to this. Never before in humanity have we launched this. They're using something called a nanolipid particle that wraps around the code, which is functioning. It tricks your body into accepting the code. It suppresses your immune system checkpoints. And when that happens, not only are your immune system being suppressed, you're accepting a code into your body, which now you will be instructed to make, and now you're spit out parts of these proteins. What will they do? We don't really know. The idea is for you to make antibodies. The whole point is this is a grand experiment on humanity, and we have to understand the after effects of the nanotechnology. It doesn't leave your body. It stays in your body. And guess what? It has multiple uses by chance. And one of the uses of this nanotechnology is to use it as a biosensor. So biosensor means it's accumulating data. So really what this is saying is we're actually having the start of artificial intelligence, in a way, being injected into the human body. And, you know, by definition, that would be the advent of something called transhumanism. So, you know, it looks like it's harmless, but just know, do you trust the people pushing the agenda? Do you trust their intentions, their motivations?
Yeah, these are mad scientists that admit they're going to transcend humanity by testing on us. And what about all the mainstream articles where they go, oh, men and women that take these mRNA vaccines, which are really Franken shots, as you said, you're going to get swollen lymph nodes, swollen uterus, you're going to get fatty tumors. Don't have cancer surgery. These tumors are okay. I mean, what is that doing? I mean, this is crazy.
I'm embarrassed of my profession. I'm embarrassed of how science has gone. This does not make any sense. This is not good science. And people need to wake up that something's terribly wrong in our world. All the checks and balances have gone away. The governments aren't running like they normally do because it's the Emergency Act. And under that, there's cloak and dagger, right? We can't understand really what's going on. We're not allowed to.
They're using German intelligence, the CIA, the UN are all taking directives from Bill Gates. I mean, this is a big move. And they admit that they're, quote, watching anti-vaxxers and that it's national security to stop us. Wow.
That is right. And, you know, look at what Bill Gates is doing right now to the people of West Africa. He's testing these kinds of injections on them with a different intent. So they're getting these kinds of what you call vaccines, injections. But also with the nanotechnology, he's actually looking at their biometrics, their biosensors, giving them a digital ID, and then using surveillance and predictive policing on them. Everybody needs to look that up. He is doing this as we speak. And in this article, they actually say once they have it perfected in Africa, they will then unveil it to all developed countries. That means us. So do you want this kind of technology to be used as surveillance and predictive policing and give you a digital ID? They're working with MasterCard for cryptocurrency. This is not sci-fi. We're doing it in real time now. So we need to speak up before it comes to our countries.
Well, my dad worked at MD Anderson Cancer Research when he was at UT. He was in Plan 2, actually in high school. He was already there. And he said some of the scientists would get off in the experimental labs on people missing lower mandibles, people when they were injecting them with like radioactive isotopes, people signed off to do lethal things for science, that some of the scientists got off on the killing people. And my dad really got freaked out by that. He was like 16 years old. He told me about it when I was a child, how they get off killing lab rats, things like that. When you look at Bill Gates, when he's on CNN talking about depopulation, collapse of society, Fareed Zakaria says, he's a globalist, we're never coming back. It's the end of industrial civilization. Gates begins to just giggle and smile and wiggle. And when he was on other shows talking about terrorists are going to release something worse, this is just the beginning of the Great Reset. He's smiling about it the way my dad described people getting off on basically killing people. Have you run into these mad scientist doctors during your residency or during your training?
Yes. I mean, recently I attended over 5 years ago meetings where the scientists were there. The father of human genomics, Dr. Craig Venter, and other scientists from around the world were there. Also business owners meetings here in Georgia where they discussed the future of humanity. They discussed using this kind of nanotechnology. They discussed trying to control and surveil people with their smart devices with the substance already embedded inside of them. It's unbelievable when you're there and you see their eyes and you see their intention. They're not like you or me. They don't seem to have compassion or empathy, and they believe that somehow that they have the right to make decisions for us.
By the way,
they
doctor, the right you were almost at 6-8 months ago. I had forgotten that you were already awake because you were let into one of these secret groups. So that was not like a trick question where I knew what you were going to say. I'd forgotten. Stay there. Come back and tell people the same story because my dad told me the same story. The head of the botany department, once he was actually in UT, once he was like 18, called him in. You know, the top six smartest students, and told them basically the same thing you're saying right now, but this was like in 1967. We're going to go to break with our guest. Folks, this is the cult. And, you know, she's a smart doctor. She's a beautiful woman. I mean, that's the people they recruit is the best and brightest because they want these people, and they try to recruit her. They try to recruit my dad. This is so damn real, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. That's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Gregory said, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Liana Wynn is part of Planned Parenthood, the Rockefeller Foundation, and that's the heart of the whole eugenics movement. They created the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. They funded Adolf Hitler. IBM was set up to do it, Cold Springs Harbor. And this is the real cult running things. It's beyond Hitler. They want a post-human world. They want to play God. And here she is yesterday on CNN saying, we're going to hold you hostage because you're not, you know, going to be a good person. You're going to be selfish. So you can't have freedom until you take whatever we want to put in your body, which is called rape. Here it is.
But I think a lot of people are thinking kind of selfishly, thinking what's in it for me. And they're not willing to wait until this elusive herd immunity. If we can tell those individuals who otherwise would not get vaccinated, if we say to them, the moment of freedom for you is when you get vaccinated, when you reach the 2-week mark. These are people who otherwise might not be vaccinated. So let's give them that incentive.
Ah, let's give them slavery. Of course, that's all heavily scripted. Dr. Kerry Madej, you can find you at serendipitygroup.org. You're incredible what you're breaking down. And I'd forgotten that you were already kind of primed to this because they took you, I think, a meeting in, you were saying, in Georgia. Describe that meeting where this whole scientific dictatorship tried to recruit you.
Yes, this was actually a business owners meeting, and we had to be bused into the location. Our cell phones were jammed. This is around 2014, and we were locked in the building until the meeting was done. And this was a lot of big tech people, CNN, et cetera. I was a small fish. And in there, they talked about how they were going to change and modify the behavior of the people of Georgia with using their smart device, a health app on there, and with somehow getting, they didn't tell us how, a substance inside of their body that would be used as biosensors. The idea is they felt people here are too racist and they're not amenable to different cultures, so they took it upon themselves to change people. And they taught, this is how I know about all these substances inside these injections, because this is how I learned about them. They said these substances would analyze your data, your thoughts, your emotions. They knew if you're lying by a voice inflection app. Also, they knew if you're lying by a polygraph test with your sweat glands, they can do that. Also, your blood sugar level, your electrolytes, your breathing. Also, you know, if you're having sex, they are interested in that. If you're drinking alcohol, if you're taking drugs, they know everything about you. Literally, they said they could do it. So they're going to analyze this data, and then they had an algorithm that a computer would be in charge of. And every time you lied, even a little white lie about where you were, the smartphone would know it immediately by these parameters and give you an instant repercussion. And then also over, let's say, 1 to 3 months, all the lies would be added up. And then you would be considered either a good human or a bad human, and the computer would allot you a social credit system or cryptocurrency.
Now, you said this on my show. I keep trying to remember. I should look the data. When were you last on? When did you first go public?
I guess maybe it was around June, July, something like that.
Okay, so we're talking 8, 9 months ago, 10 months ago. Now, you said all this on the show then, and I believe you because I know about these groups and how it works. But just 2 weeks ago on 60 Minutes, they came out and said the exact thing you just said. I mean, wow. So now they're really rolling this out.
Yeah. And, you know, they're here in Atlanta, we are one of the pilot cities. They're supposed to unveil it in maybe 12 across the U.S. But right now they're in the testing phase in West Africa as we speak. So they are doing it to the people there. And there, Bill Gates even, you know, he talks about this will be used for predictive policing, like the Minority Report, Tom Cruise. He actually says it in the advertisement for this research. He says that it's used for surveillance. He says that if you do not get this injection, that you will be locked out of the system, whatever that means. They also say that this will assign you your digital ID. This is not sci-fi anymore. These people in Africa are experiencing it right now as we speak. So, and I, like I said, I have this knowledge from the meetings I attended. I also attended World Congress meetings with scientists from around the world. They're all on board as well. They talked about how they could manipulate our genomics through this CRISPR technology, transfection, which they are using in these injections.
And let me just stop you. When you grab a whale or a shark or a lion, they don't ask permission to put a tracker in it. And so while you've been talking, we've been putting up mainline literature. They admit they're doing this. The first time I heard of this was back during the H1N1 flu, 10 years ago or whatever it was. A year before, they admitted they were putting a simulant virus that was nanotech genetically engineered in to test the spread of flus. They called it harmless, but it really became the H1N1 and was actually causing people to grow the actual viruses out of their cells, but a more primitive version. I even had CEOs and people, a big pharma, call and say, please stop. And I told them, go to hell. But I mean, we were on to them then. I was kind of just groveling in the dark, you know, groping in the dark, trying to like cover all these documents. Didn't know what I'd hit on, but it caused major alarm bells. Go back to how they recruited you to this, because they do this to a lot of groups. They go, you want to be part of a special thinker group These are only the best people, but this is proprietary information. We can't let this out because this company only wants to give you the secret. Did they have you sign a form agreeing to non-disclose? Or what was it like to get put on a bus, have your phone taken away, and be taken there? Because they did this on 9/11 at an Air Force base. They asked all these CEOs to come the day before, said it was a national security emergency. They put them all at 6 a.m. in there. They had Jumbotron TVs, the towers being blown up. We don't know what they told them this day. They followed orders. But that's not even came out. They did that, by the way, you know, that something secret happened on 9/11 inside that hangar. So describe to people, how did they recruit you into the first level of this before you obviously refused and weren't part of it?
Well, I didn't really know what I was getting into. I thought this is just, you know, more for political reasons. This is a good idea to join. I didn't for a year. I had three different people encourage me. And finally, I went to the first meeting, which I just described, which I was completely taken aback. No one prepared me for that. I tried to leave the building and they laughed at me and they said, go ahead. When they unlocked the doors, my cell phone still didn't work. And I didn't know where my car was. Obviously, it was Best In. So I was stuck there. And there was a non-disclosure in general that was signed, but not for that particular meeting. But
that's how it works. They say, oh, it's a business mentoring group. So for a year, they vetted you, tested you, watched you, and then decided to try to bring you in real first level. Wow.
Yes. And I don't care if I had a non-disclosure in the general sense, because these are crimes against humanity. This should never be done to a human against their will. And they even said that they were going to do it without asking permission, that they would just unveil it onto the people.
And that's what they're doing now. How do you think we counter this? Because, I mean, they have made a criminal move so huge, they think we're all going to have Stockholm syndrome and we'll just roll over to this. I think they've miscalculated.
Yes, this is our window of opportunity. The more people that wake up, the more frightened they are. This is why they're doing a blitzkrieg of advertising and pressuring us and coercing us into getting the jabs. Because as each one of us wake up, they lose their power. And just know that these are cumulative effects, all of these jabs that they're giving everyone. So perhaps one injection won't do it. They don't even know how many it will take to get the payload into us, because we are in the middle of a live experiment. They are truly experimenting on us. So they're using these jabs, but just remember, they are using this sci-fi nanotechnology. It is affected by EMFs and frequencies. So I tell people, one of the most important things you do right now is to make sure you're not getting too much of these EMFs. It makes you sick anyway. So I would recommend getting a meter, checking your house out, checking your phone out, and doing protective measures that helps you with your health already. But, you know, say no to this. Say no to being experimented on. Say no to loss of your sovereignty, your privacy, your autonomy. You're even losing your mind in essence, because they will know your thoughts.
Well, doctor, isn't this like, this is like Invaders from Mars or something. This is a science fiction movie, and it's really happening.
You're right. I just couldn't believe that this would happen. And then when it was unveiled with these ingredients I saw in these injections, I was just depressed and saddened. And then I got angry. And that's when I started speaking up about it. I said, we have to warn people. We have time to stop this. We absolutely do. So if we band together, we unite our voices, we speak up, we educate our brothers and sisters around the world, we say no to these draconian measures, we say no to a passport, no one gives us our freedom. We have freedom. It's God-given to us.
That's right. Doctor, stay there. You're just amazing. We're going to come back and talk about this. You're totally vindicated. We're in the middle of a nightmare. Denying it only makes it worse. Fighting back makes it better. We'll talk about solutions on the other side. Stay with us.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the final segment of the third hour. I'll continue with another special guest host in the fourth hour. But I was just talking to Dr. Carrie Madej, who's an incredible person. She's not just a medical doctor with a great resume and great history. She also gets the big picture. And she gets that we're all targeted. I'm like, I bet you've been targeted. Yes, I've been targeted, but we're all targeted. The sooner you realize that, the sooner you're not a victim. You're fighting back to this technocracy that wants to play God and wall us off. Like we're a bunch of Netflix watching, you know, drunken idiots. And none of us are perfect. I like to watch Netflix and drink too. My point is that things are so serious, I don't even drink anymore. This is a war, ladies and gentlemen. This is a societal takeover. It's not like some niche thing we talk about. It's everything. It's the Great Reset. Klaus Schwab said, in the future with the Great Reset, said this 2 years ago, we will not change the environment, we will change yourselves. We're going to merge you with machine. We're going to take over your DNA. We're going to implant you. You will have nothing. You will own nothing. You will like it. I mean, this is happening. So in the 10 minutes we have left, Dr. Carrie Madej, you're doing this of your own accord. I'm like, you have a book, you have a film. You know, she's not even really doing a practice right now. She's just fighting. She knows she's just here doing this for humanity. So the time we have, get into big picture, 35,000 foot view. where this is going, what we can do. You say you talk to folks, you know, hundreds of women saying that they're having the same problems. You're saying that you talk to people in other countries. Repeat what you told me during that break. And, of course, the Skype froze. Man, that lady has seen it all. And the great part about doctors is they talk to patients. People confide in them. They talk to a lot of folks. And I am just... People ask, Jones, how do you get so excited about all this? What the hell? It's like an alien takeover. I mean, this is incredible. And I just... Tomorrow, from noon to 2, I'm taping with Dr. Francis Boyle and others at Lair at 4 o'clock or so. That'll restream until the Sunday show because these Saturday shows are really reaching people and they're basically commercial free. By that, we might have a break or something in there, but it's not like the radio TV format. And it is just so incredibly important that all of you watching this get this information and share it and check it out for yourself because I already know a lot of this stuff. I know most of it. And while she's talking, the crew's just pulling up more stuff, mainstream news, how they're doing this. Okay, her Skype is back. Dr. Madej, 35,000-foot view, what you were telling me during the break about people you're talking to, the incredible things they're hearing around the world. It's not just Biden that's a puppet. Suddenly they're putting puppets in everywhere. This is the global takeover. Tell us about it.
Yes, everyone needs to see that there is a bigger agenda right now. There's a bigger plan. It has nothing to do about this invisible virus. If you look at every country, talk to the people there, they're saying the same thing, that they don't feel that their president or prime minister is the one really in charge. They say there's another group running the show. They know something's not right. And, you know, just look at the big picture. The data doesn't make sense. You know, the death rate was the same as all the previous 5 years. Why are we doing this? Why are we using something experimental? Why is the benefit only maybe it's a partial immunity for 2 months, maybe? And the risks are astronomical. Nobody in their right mind, no good doctor, no good scientist could recommend this. So why are they? Because the end game is getting these jabs inside of you so they can introduce this kind of technology inside of you. Also to thin out the herd, get rid of the weak ones. And who's ever left over will have this technology, it's really artificial intelligence, that can be used for good or bad. And right now it looks like they're going to use it for bad, to control you, to surveil you, to even make you not even think the things you want to think anymore. And please do your due diligence and look at this, because this is not just me saying it or Alex saying this. This is real. There's so many references. I have a lot of references, over 200 about these things. Please look at what's going on, because if we consent to these things, if we consent to more and more of this technology, to these digital passports, and accept these kind of experimental things inside of our bodies, one day it'll be too late. We won't be able to act on it. We won't be able to think enough to act on it. So I say that this is the end game of all games. This is do or die right now. It's about human 1.0. Do you value being a human? Do you value having freedom of thought and to love? If you do, then you stand up now and you say no. You say no and take our human rights back. We gave them away. And we stand together because we are powerful beings. We are made in the likeness of God. We actually have energy and light in us. We don't need their technology. We are magnificent beings. And stick together because we have power in that. And just look at the Heart Math Institute. There's science on the energy of our heart. We actually make electromagnetic energy. We're energetic beings. It goes 6 feet out from our bodies. And strong people, it goes out even miles. Imagine that. Imagine enough of us finally getting into that love, not in fear, not in panic, getting into the love, that high frequency, standing up, we take our planet back. It's ours. And so we already have the paradise here. We can make it the paradise we always wanted it to be. We always thought it can be. So just say no to these draconian measures. Say no to being an experiment. And we need to start meeting with each other once a week, start sharing this information with others. This is not about
that's
a virus.
The thing. They really don't want us to meet together with higher frequency. Call whatever you want. Churches, bars, people having fun together. They hate human communion. It's very alien. It's very alien how they operate. I don't get into speculation about what's behind this, but, I mean, it's all very anti-human.
I mean, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and I think there are a lot of truths in the Bible. And I do believe that we are seeing an evil versus good kind of war happening here.
Well, exactly. What's the Bible say? There's 100%. A fallen entity that hates us because we're made in the image of God, that wants to destroy us and use us. And it's basically an evil alien force. And it makes perfect sense. I mean, look at Biden.
It's a mockery. It's a mockery of everything God is. They want us to be united, but be united with an AI hive mind. No, we're already united. We're spiritual beings. We don't need them. They want us to live immortal, to be immortal. Yeah, but in an image of ourselves, just downloading and uploading memories into a digital avatar, look at what they want us to be. That's not immortality to me. I'm a soul. I'm eternal. I don't need them.
Exactly. Our souls are eternal.
Unbelievable.
But we also live through our progeny as well. That's a whole other life. It's literally, we are in so many dimensions. This is just the third dimension, our physical manifestation.
Exactly. And just know that, unbelievably, but when they're patenting a genome of any organism, including a human, they can do it. They're actually writing their names inside the genome because you can read it like a book, like a language.
It's like gang members putting a tattoo on a woman that they've enslaved's butt. Or it's like branding the side of a cow. I mean, it's like gang members putting their tags on the side of the street. And Bill Gates literally wants to etch his name into our DNA.
It's true. You can look it up on Wikipedia right now. Dr. Craig Venter, if you look at his bio, he talks about his work and how he can do synthetic organisms and how he's putting these messages, secret emails, he's putting their names and he's putting a new alphabet in every genome. They're writing that in. I mean, that's completely crazy. You know, words have power. Putting a brand new alphabet does something to you. What are these messages they're putting in? I mean, just know they're doing
again,
it.
Criminals love to brag. They're not just putting Trojan horse alphabets in. Absolutely. You know, marking us there. The whole thing's a Trojan horse. Everything they do is evil. Look how many people it's already killing. Because you started off by talking about most, you said a lot of the women you talk to are having menstrual problems. That's what we're hearing. People are panicking. What do you think's going on?
Well, there's something happening because there's too many anecdotal stories, and we call it transmission. Now, I know many people may not think this is this could be the case, but I do because I know about this technology. When you get the nanotechnology inside of you, you actually automatically start to have a Wi-Fi connection. Now, it's maybe not that strong, but if the more you have, then you can actually act as antenna or you could actually put out more frequencies. I know it sounds crazy, but
they admit that's what they want to do. Yeah, that's in the literature.
Yeah, and so I see people get better when they're away from the people. So if you're actually getting a true virus from them, infection, you'd still be sick when you got home.
No, again, you're saying the people are transmitting. It's not just shedding. It's not just they're infectious with a virus. They are actually transmitting now a signal, not just sloughing off RNA.
Yes. Yes, that's absolutely 100% doable, and that can happen. So the problem is no one's looking into this.
Well, let's explain. It's not just a tiny shot. It makes almost every cell, I guess every cell that divides, I guess your eye cells don't do that, it takes them over and makes them make a protein. So that's powerful. We're electrochemical. It's taking over everything in your body. That's why the hearts are swelling up. People are having heart attacks because it's causing autoimmune response or other things. You're the doctor. You know all this. We got to get you back on. This is just crazy because taking over every cell in the body, that's a powerful transmission.
Yeah, they said by 2030, they expect every human on Earth to be a cyborg, or at least a hybrid of a cyborg and an organic human
being.
That
was NBC News. They said, whether you like it or not, humans will be extinct by, I think they said, 2040?
Yeah, and then 2030 when we would be melding together with the cyborgs. This is their plan, but we do not have to consent to it. We don't have to go along. We need to stop it now.
Yeah, they found the article. Do 5 more minutes with us, Doc. It's incredible having you. And people got to support her. She doesn't even have a PayPal out there. People need to support her. You need to go to serendipitygroup.org and check out her findings and the information there. And she's getting geared up to fight even harder. Wow, we'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.